Get ready, drivers, to tap the brakes around more school zones in Seattle. The city plans to install speed cameras at 5 more schools. This comes after a trial run that suggests the cameras and resulting traffic tickets are motivating drivers to slow down. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
A steady flow of cars whiz along the busy road outside Eckstein Middle School in North Seattle. This school is one of the 5 proposed new locations for speed zone cameras. Once installed, anyone caught driving faster than 20 miles per hour in the school zone would automatically get a ticket. The fee, $189.
These speed readers are getting cars coming from both directions, and it's happening lightning fast.
That's Seattle Police Captain Mike Nolan. He says the camera enforcement is much more effective than having officers stop speeding cars and write up tickets. In December, the city rolled out the cameras at 4 schools. They generated more than 30,000 speeding tickets so far and more money than expected. The city forecasts less than $1 million in extra funds this year. Now it's looking more like $5 million. But notably, the average number of tickets issued per day has gone down over time by 16%. That's good news, said Mayor Mike McGinn at a press conference Tuesday. He said that downward trend indicates drivers are getting the message and slowing down. Still, McGinn admits it's tough to draw a clear line between speed cameras and public safety.
It's really hard to pinpoint, did this camera save this life?
Then McGinn noted a recent accident in a school zone where the cameras are already installed.
This young girl was struck by a car in Broadview, and she's bumped and bruised and scraped up, and it was a scary as could be for her. If that driver had been going faster, you know, it would be a different story.
To determine where the camera should go next, the city looked at speeding problems around 50 public schools. At the top of the list are 2 schools in West Seattle, 2 in South Seattle, and 1 in the North End. The plan is to add cameras at those schools next year, pending city council approval. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.